Margaret, exciting news. I am about to have a new baby nephew. And believe it or not, this will be my 13th nephew.
Amy, you're ready to give up your amateur status. You're a pro aunt at this point.
Our family has seen a lot of babies. And as soon as they start standing or walking, I send them all a whole lot of Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 don't have ordinary diaper tabs. Instead, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your newly mobile little one.
Pampers Cruisers 360 offer a gap-free fit that is up to 100% leak-proof, crucial once your baby is quite literally up and at 'em. And that gap-free fit helps prevent your baby from taking off their diaper, a habit you do not want them to get into.
You can say that again. And Pampers Cruisers 360 just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we even elaborate on the need for that, friends? For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupon savings and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value.
Welcome to Ask Amy from What Fresh Hell Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, solving the parenting question of the week so you don't have to. This week's question is from Brittany, who says, I have three kids, 12, 8, and 4. My struggles right now are with my 8-year-old. She's extremely codependent, and I feel like she's unwilling to learn how to do anything on her own. I tell her to fold her laundry and put it away, and she cries and says she doesn't know how, even though I have shown her multiple times. We get up in the morning, she's always the last one ready because she will wait around for me to pick out her clothes and brush out her hair. I'm at a loss of what to do because if I don't just give in and do whatever it is this child of mine thinks she cannot do, then I lose my temper and Dragon Mom comes out, and once this happens, everyone's day is ruined. My other two children are reasonably capable for their ages, but when they do need a little extra help, my patience has already been used up on this sweet middle child of mine. How do I fix this monster that has been created? Brittany, this is a trap that I think most moms of more than one kid fall into at one time or another, of having differing expectations for our kids that get sort of codified without our realizing it. When my dog Marshmallow needs walking, I know which kids in my family will just do it and which kid in my family will give me a whole floor show of reasons why they can't possibly do that right now. And it's exhausting, so I will usually just ask the kids who are more willing to do it. But of course, accommodating that just perpetuates the problem. The first thing I want to tell you is that the worst thing that happens in this situation, I noticed you didn't say what your kid will do in these situations if you say no. You just say, and then I lose my temper, and then I yell, and then it ruins everybody's day. We know that like yelling isn't so terrible, but the problem is then the question becomes, why is mom yelling, right? And this middle child's takeaway is, my mother is so unreasonable, which is everyone's favorite subject changer. And then P.S., she still hasn't done what you want her to do. So I'm going to suggest natural consequences where possible. Can she wear wrinkled clothes if she doesn't put them away? Can her clothes go back to her room unfolded? Can her TV or screen only go on once somebody has folded her clothes? Can the fun bus to soccer practice leave without her? Or leave with her hair not brushed or without her having what she needs? And then she'll have to explain to the coach that she doesn't have the right socks today. And then no yelling by you. Remember, you'd be doing this instead. Overall, the worst things that seem to be happening are that she has a blow up or you do or both. So I want to say that when you change the rules and have the natural consequence be the rule, the first thing that will probably happen is a turn up in volume from her. She's not immediately going to say, oh, okay, I guess there are new rules now. She's going to be like, no, this is how it goes. I yell, then you fold my clothes, then we leave for school. You have to withstand that. But eventually, she will get there when you take away the attention, even the negative attention for the neediness. Another thing you could try is a positive consequence when she does things independently. Catch them. And if she's not doing things independently, then reward the kids who are doing things independently in her presence. let them get something that they want, like a board game with you or a slightly later bedtime, some new version of independence when they earn it, and let her know that she can also earn that independence when she's ready. The most important thing you have to do is stand outside her storm a little bit. She wants you to brush her hair. You're not going to do it. She doesn't like that. You can stand outside that a little bit. You can pull up a video on YouTube that shows her how to fold clothes and walk away. Don't feed the fire, so to speak. Give her the attention and the time when she's not wanting for it. And that's something that's really hard to do. I think we forget to give these kids who clearly need you and need your attention, they're just seeking it in unlovable ways, shall we say. It's really helpful when you can give a kid who's really seeking your attention, positive attention when they're not doing this stuff. It's just sometimes hard to catch those moments. Like, are you going to give her a ticker tape parade because she's sitting nicely on the couch? No, but you can sit next to her. You can talk to her, give her positive attention when her behavior merits it. Reward her independence, or if necessary, that of her siblings. I think she'll eventually notice. A little natural consequences won't hurt. And if you yell sometimes, just give yourself grace and try again. Send us your parenting questions. We might answer yours next. Email us questions@whatfreshhellpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
Everybody.
It's us, Blair and Molly, your old pals from Toddler Purgatory. Two moms who are also actors, who are also creative beings, who sometimes feel stuck.
And this is our new podcast, Unsticking It with Blair and Molly. What happens when your creative spark just seems to disappear? Gone.
Poof. Bye.
See ya. What happens when life gets in the way of your creativity instead of nourishing it? That's what happened to Molly and me. We felt like the thing that drove us creatively stopped working and impending doom had in fact impended.
Totally. So we decided to do something about it. And that was steal ideas about getting unstuck from the most creative people we can find. We talked to guests about how to break through the mucky, gluey, sticky wall that can get between you and your creativity. We hear about their journeys, their successes, their challenges, and even their bougie coffee shop orders.
And we're not just talking Bob Ross type paint on paper artists here, though we talk to them too. We're talking to actors, creative directors, dancers, and people who are working hard to be their best creative selves in a world that can sometimes feel real uncreative.
We all have something to teach each other, so let's steal their ideas together.
Join us, won't you, as we deep dive into how to unstick ourselves from the life gunk that can get in the way of our creative freedom. Pandemics, school calendars,
world events, lack of sleep. Oh, get out of there, life gunk.
And let's get back to your best creative self. Subscribe to Unsticking It with Blair and Molly.
You're not going to want to miss an episode.
Unsticking It with Blair and Molly, because sometimes life sucks.
Hey there, I'm Debbie Reber, the founder of Tilt Parenting and the author of the book Differently Wired. The mission of Tilt is to change the way neurodivergence, whether that's having a learning disability, having ADHD, being gifted, autistic, or some combination of all of the above, is perceived and experienced so differently wired kids and the parents like us raising them can truly thrive. On the Tilt Parenting podcast, I get to talk with authors, therapists, educators, and parenting experts who are committed to this mission. I ask the questions my listeners are most curious about when it comes to supporting our kids. And in turn, my guests share strategies for challenges, out-of-the-box ideas for navigating school, best practices for therapies, tips for advocating, and so many thoughtful insights on what it really takes to help our kids grow up feeling seen and respected so they can create awesome lives for themselves. I know that raising a differently wired kid can feel overwhelming and isolating, but I promise you, you are not alone, and it can feel so much better. If you're on this parenting journey, come listen to Tilt Parenting. Together, we can shift this paradigm and show up for our exceptional kids with hope, possibility, and joy.